G'day, I'm Alex Tai. Uber Australia has recently launched Uber Green, which offers riders a no or low emission way to get around town. The idea is that when you choose Uber Green on the app, you'll ride in a hybrid or fully electric vehicle at no extra cost. And one of the Uber Green drivers you could get if you're in Brisbane is Sarah George, who drives a Polestar 2, which she was parked in while she did this interview. I started out by asking her the question that I'm sure a lot of Uber drivers get when they're sitting in their cars, which is how long she's been doing Uber.
Well, I have been driving for Uber for 7 years.
Wow.
But I've completed recently over 37,000 rides on the Uber platform, most of which were completed in a petrol engine vehicle up until the last 4 months. So 4 months ago, I was given the opportunity by Uber to get into the green revolution and get into a brand new fully electric Polestar 2. And with the cost of petrol rising and the cost of everything today, I'm literally saving $35,000 a year by changing from a petrol car into an electric vehicle. That's without including all the incentives and whatnot that Uber is giving us just to hop into these cars. So for me, it was a bit of a no-brainer. And I didn't have to get the calculator out of the back pocket to work out it was a good deal.
So Uber gave you some incentives to get into a Polestar.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Uber is helping drivers transition into EVs brings it into the average driver's grasp. So Uber Australia wants their entire platform to be fully electric by 2040 here in Australia. Last year, Uber Australia put their money where their mouth is, and they invested $26 million to buy a fleet of these Polestars into the country. And as I say, it didn't take me too long to work out that it was a good deal and a game changer for me.
Sarah, one of the worries that people have with electric vehicles that they're going to run out of battery on the side of the road, but you are driving Uber at least 5 days a week. How do you make sure that you don't run out of battery?
People generally do have what they call range anxiety. Me as an Uber driver, I'm already managing my fuel, my refueling, my recharging every day because I'm using so much. So I start my day in my driveway fully charged. I do my day's work and I finish up at the local service station 5 minutes from home where I charge it up on the fast charger. Mm. So it takes me between 35 to 45 minutes to charge it back up. And it's a little wind down from my day. It's quite happy just sitting there for 35 to 40 minutes. I did try looking at my phone at first at Facebook or whatever. And then day two, that got really tired. So Uber has actually given us as drivers free access to Rosetta Stone, which is an online language course. So I have a background in Spanish. My stepmother was Colombian. I did it in school years and years and years ago. So I'm brushing up on my Spanish. So every day I have 30 to 40 minutes of my little Spanish course. I really look forward to it. And before I even finish the course, my car's charged and off I go home.
So let me get this right. You drive for the entire day. You sit in your car. You do a Spanish course. And that's your day. That sounds wonderful, Sarah.
That's my day. It's a pretty cool day. And it's only the last, 4 months since I've been in this car that I've been doing the Spanish course because I would just drive and then I'd go home and, that was it.
So with Uber Green, people can request through the app to have an Uber Green car. They will either get a hybrid or an electric vehicle. It's the same cost. It takes around the same time for the car to arrive.
Yeah.
But have people been enjoying Uber Green? And have you been enjoying Uber Green?
The uptake on the Uber Green here in Brisbane particularly has been fantastic. I always thank people for choosing Uber Green and they love that. Like we generally as Australians like to be green. And I just wanted to say that I was really excited to have the opportunity to be given the opportunity and be in the ground floor of greening Australia and making the Uber Australia platform 100% green by 2040. And it's just a pleasure to drive the car. And I'm really happy driving for Uber as well.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. Is there anything, Sarah, you wanted to say in Spanish to finish off the interview?
Como está usted? Where can I take you?
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
No worries.
My interview with Sarah was brought to you by Uber Australia. Next time you book an Uber, choose Uber Green for a more sustainable way to ride. To learn more about Uber, go to uber.com/au.